This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Britney Spears and Sam Asghari actually stayed together long enough to celebrate their first anniversary. The pop star shared a video of her modeling a beige felt fedora hat along with a white cropped blouse, low-rise dark wash jeans, and tan knee-high boots in different rooms around her house. Asghari finally made an appearance in the video wearing some clothes. NFL legend Tom Brady is finally dating. After his split with Gisele Bündchen, Tom just wanted to spend time with his kids. But that dry streak has ended now that he's apparently dating supermodel Irina Shayk, who's also been involved with footballer Cristiano Ronaldo, Bradley Cooper, and Kanye West. Maybe Brady likes her because she takes one for the team. Demi Lovato is amping up to drop re-recorded rock versions of her biggest hits for a collection dubbed Revamped to be released on September 15th. The announcement, which came attached to a video teaser shared by the singer, follows the release of a new revved-up rendition of 2017's Sorry Not Sorry, featuring Guns N' Roses guitarist Slash, who forgot he did it. Doja Cat called out her fans, who call themselves kittens. Some of her fans have affectionately used that name to brand themselves as followers of hers, but she's telling them to get a life. Yep, Doja Cat said, quote, "If you call yourself a kitten, that means you need to get off your phone, get a job, and help your parents with the house." Unquote. What a bunch of pussies. Dwayne The Rock Johnson has sent the SAG-AFTRA Foundation a seven-figure check to help struggling actors make ends meet while the strike continues. His donation can help, especially those struggling with medical expenses. This is Johnson stepping up to the plate, and that sends a huge message to other folks to do the same thing. Rock and roll.
Dead or alive?
Pete Burns, frontman of the band Dead or Alive, is best known for the 1985 hit song, You Spin Me Right Round. Dead or alive? Dead. Burns died of a heart attack in 2016 after undergoing several cosmetic surgeries to his face, several of them botched. Boy George of Culture Club paid for his funeral costs. Aww. The Showtime series Shameless ended a couple of years ago after 11 seasons, but some of the cast reunited on the picket line here in town. Jeremy Allen White, now the star of the huge hit The Bear, was joined by several of his fellow cast members, making for quite the Gallagher family reunion. Except for Frank, who was sifting through trash cans for half-empty beers. Shark Tank star Damon John was granted a permanent restraining order against three contestants. Former NFL defensive end Al Bubba Baker, his wife Sabrina, and daughter Brittany, who appeared on the show in 2014, were ordered by a New Jersey federal court to stop speaking publicly about their experience with John. Now that's a deal gone bad. Modern Family may have ended in 2020, but there's still plenty of interest in the show, which is available on Hulu. Hayley Dunphy actress Sarah Hyland admitted to experiencing weight gain, which is something she's sadly been shamed over, and she blames Hayley's twins' pregnancy storyline for the changes to her body. So, she ate for three, and now looks the part.
Idiot of the Week!
Quavo needs to pick better friends, especially since his nephew Takeoff was shot and killed last November. Uh-huh. Quavo chartered a boat in Miami for a party of about 15 people. Those people held up the captain at gunpoint when it was time to return the yacht, demanded they get their money back, and took the captain's wallet and phone. Idiots! James Cameron has visited the wreckage of the Titanic more than 30 times and directed an Oscar-winning romance about the doomed vessel, but he's not planning on exploring the latest disaster connected to the ship that couldn't sink. Cameron said, quote, "I'm not in talks about an Oceangate film, nor will I ever," unquote. Yeah, that film would implode. Sorry. For HR, singer of hardcore band Bad Brains, screening in 15-minute intervals has become his tragic routine. Since 2014, HR has been suffering from an excruciating head affliction known as sunk headaches. He said, quote, "I have sharp stabbing pains every couple of minutes in my brain," unquote. Well, yeah, bad brain. Fans of the 6-time Emmy-nominated documentary series Welcome to Wrexham are overjoyed. FX has revealed that the second season of the Rob McElhenney and Ryan Reynolds series will premiere September 12th and the following day streaming on Hulu and internationally on Disney+. It's like a real-life version of Ted Lasso. Oi! Check it out! Busy Phillips has good reason to believe in psychics. The Freaks and Geeks actor said, quote, "I'm psychic. Well, I think I'm very intuitive. Sometimes I just know things are going to happen. I sort of just see things in the future, and then I have a lot of really psychic connections with people," unquote. Yeah, but did she foresee her career no longer keeping her busy? David Denman, who starred as Pam's original boyfriend, Roy Anderson, in The Office, is speaking out about Netflix and earning residual pay. The actor said that when The Office was the most watched show on the streaming platform, his residual pay did not increase. Netflix created that model and the other streamers followed. And that's why we're striking. Criminals.
The Trash Bin.
Rapper YNW Melly's double murder trial has been declared a mistrial after a jury in South Florida failed to reach a unanimous decision. YNW Melly faced 2 first-degree murder charges in the killings of 21-year-old Anthony Williams and 19-year-old Christopher Thomas in Florida. Melly, coming soon to an obituary notice.
The news wrap-up.
Spotify announced price increases for all premium subscription services. Extreme heat in Europe is becoming the new normal and prompting tourists toward cooler destinations. Apple opened up Vision Pro Developer Kit applications ahead of the 2024 launch for the $3,500 headset. The IRS has halted most unannounced visits to taxpayers, citing safety concerns. No surprise there. North London native Bakar has a unique sound, crafting a melting pot of rock, R&B, hip-hop, and indie with a punk edge through refreshingly honest lyrics. And audiences have been reacting to him strongly. He's already appeared on some of the largest stages, including supporting Travis Scott on his sold-out London O2 Arena show, as well as the Reading and Leeds festivals in Europe and Lollapalooza and Coachella in the US. His song, Hell and Back, which was originally released in 2019, hit number 1 on the adult alternative charts in 2020, but has now become an international pop hit, which we love. Here's Bakar with the song of the week, Hell and Back.
Could you tell where my head was at when you found me? Me and you went to hell and back just to find peace. Man, I thought I had everything, I was lonely. Now you're my everything, I was lonely. I missed a lot of love with a lot of drugs, then I found you. She liked petty crime, she had green eyes like Mountain Dew. And where she go, I'll never know, her friends bounce to. I guess it's their loss, cause they'll never know what we'll amount to. And would you be my light, be my yellow? PYT, walking down Portobello, put a smile on his face. At the end of the day, MDMA helped us fly away. Who'd have known you would save my life? Who'd have known you would fly my kite? Could you tell?
That was Bakar with the song of the week, Hell and Back. Follow us across all social media. That's LA Spins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.